You Find Out the Reason Why. Words from Mark Twain. Thank you all for listening. I'll catch you next week at 4 o'clock. This is WMFO Medford.
Are we going back? 91.5 WMFO Medford. It is 6 p.m. here on a Saturday evening, which can only mean one thing, and that is you are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. We have scheduled for you, as usual, a two-hour show of 80s music, give or take. And today we're paying a tribute, at least at the beginning of the show here, to Bob Darrow, who's the creator of Schoolhouse Rock. And of course, I'm dating myself here, but again, who else will? But seriously, folks, a little joke there. Yeah, that's right. Created Schoolhouse Rock back in the 70s there. So if you were a big fan of Saturday morning cartoons, in between the cartoons, you will have recognized Schoolhouse Rock, bringing you everything from mathematics to politics to you name it. Vincent, thank you so much for filling in here for the last hour. And of course, his pre-show here, Acoustic Ceiling. So make sure you check that out every Saturday afternoon as well, from 4 to 5. So, in any event, let's just dive right into it here, and we'll, once I get settled in here, we'll talk a little bit more about today's show. Okay?
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. I love this.
Now I have a friend named Rufus Xavier Sarsaparilla, and I could say that Rufus found a kangaroo that followed Rufus home, and now that kangaroo belongs to Rufus Xavier Sarsaparilla. I could say that, but I don't have to, cause I got pronouns I can say. He found a kangaroo that followed him home, and now it is his. You see, huh? He, him, and his are pronouns replacing the noun. Rufus Xavier Sarsaparilla, a very proper noun, and it is a pronoun replacing the noun. Kangaroo, how common. Now Rufus has a sister named Raffaella Gabriella Sarsaparilla. If she found a kangaroo, I'd say to you, she found a kangaroo that followed her home, and now it is hers. But I can't say that, cause she found an aardvark that fell in love with her, and they're so happy. And my name's Albert Andreas Armadillo, no relation to the Sarsaparillas, because of pronouns I can say. I wish she would find a rhinoceros for me, and we'd be happy. You see, a pronoun was made to take the place of a noun, cause saying all those nouns over and over can really wear you down. Raffaella, Gabriella, and Rufus Xavier Sarsaparilla, and Albert Andreas Armadillo found an aardvark, a kangaroo, and a rhinoceros. And now that aardvark and that kangaroo and that rhinoceros belong respectively to Raffaella, Gabriella, Sarsaparilla, and Rufus Xavier Sarsaparilla, and Albert Andreas Armadillo. Because of pronouns, I can say in this way, we found them and they found us, and now they are ours, and we're so happy. Thank you, pronouns. You see, a pronoun was made to take the place of a noun, cause saying all those nouns over and over can really wear you down. Sometimes when we take them all on the bus, people really raise a fuss. They start shouting out a lot of pronouns at us, like, who brought that rhinoceros on this bus? And what made that horrible noise? And which one of them getting off first? Who, what, and which are special pronouns that can ask a question in a sense where you do not know the name of the noun? But I know I have mine and she has hers. He has his, but you have yours. They love us and we love them. What's ours is theirs. That's how it is with friends and pronouns. You are really friends, yeah. Cause saying all those nouns over and over can really wear you down.
We'll be right back.
unpacked our adjectives. I'd unpacked my adjectives. Adjectives are words you use to really describe things. And it works to carry around. Days are sunny or they're rainy. Boys are dumb or up and brainy. Adjectives can show you which way. Adjectives are described him with adjectives.
Whoa, boy, that was one big ugly bear.
Next time you go on a trip, remember this little tip. The minute you get back, they'll ask you this and that. You can describe simply unpack your adjectives. You can do it with adjectives. Tell about it with adjectives. You can shout it with adjectives. Oh, 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 adjectives.
That's the end.
Mm-hmm.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
And we're back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Av Off Air. It is almost 6:30 here on a absolutely gorgeous Saturday evening here. And I know I've been saying that for the past couple of weeks here in the Boston area, and then only to have it turn back into late winter. But I don't know. I'm still holding out hope that this is going to be the week. In fact, I even see that next week we have Wednesday or Thursday-ish. It's going to be in the 80s. Hey, we'll see what happens. In the meantime, I got my shorts pressed and laid out. All right, let's talk about what we've been listening to here. We started off with a little tribute to Bob Dorough, who passed away this past week. He is the creator of Schoolhouse Rock, which, you know, if you grew up during the 70s and even in the late, early 80s, you have probably familiar with him and his work and the numerous artists that have contributed to that project. On Saturday mornings, in between, you know, the classic Saturday morning cartoons. That's right. He passed away this past week here. And so we started off with a particular favorite of mine, Rufus Xavier Sarsaparilla. That's right. Giving you the lowdown on pronouns. And then the Mr. T Experience from 2001 from their album And the Women Who Love Them. Stuff the special edition. We heard Unpack Your Adjectives, which, of course, you know, is a cover of the Schoolhouse Rock classic. And then after that, we started off with what you're probably familiar with here, the 80s. On the Squid Pod, we heard the Mission UK and Severina. That's off of their 1986 debut, God's Own Music. Excuse me, God's Own Medicine. Let's try that again. Nina gave us Just a Dream off of 99 Luftballons from 1984. Blanc Mange was in there with Waves off of their debut of 1982, Happy Families. And we wrapped it out there with Beloise Somme and Some People from 1985. Okay. Plenty to get to here today, folks. So let's dive back into it with some Romeo Void.
Concrete, wet and slick with night. toes from my knees to my eyes. Every time I watch the sky, for these last few days, leave me alone. But for these last few days, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
touch the ground.
91.5 WMFO Medford. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Fair. And to the person who just tried calling in a couple minutes ago here, I sincerely apologize. I hit the right buttons, but the board is not really playing nicely here. I've reset it. So if you've got something you want to add or, you know, question, whatever it is you wanted to touch base about here, please try calling me back here at the station's number here. You can reach us at, let's see, every once in a while. Okay, here we go. 855-915-WMFO. Again, that's 855-915-9636. If you're local, it's 781-350-3264. With your questions, comments, or whatever it is that other person here had to offer. And, you know, if you're really not into calling in here, you can always drop me an email with your requests or questions or comments at Gmail. Excuse me. Let's try that again. SquidPodMusic@gmail.com. You can always follow me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic. And, of course, you can always, you know, view the playlist and the archive versions of the show on the station's website at WMFO.org. Just by clicking on the schedule link. Okay. That being said here, let's talk about what we've been listening to. And let's see. We started off with Romeo Void from their 1981 release, It's a Condition. And we heard the track, Talk Dirty to Me. Family Fodder was in there with Savoir Fair. It's not really where I took my DJ name from, but hey, it's a cool tune. That's right. That's from 1980s. Monkey Banana Kitchen. Let's Active was in there with Blue Line off of their 1984 release, Cypress.